Dominion Energy set up two pilot turbines off of Virginia, and in that pilot project used WTIV that was not Jones Act compliant, was not U.S. flagged. They transported things from all of the components from Nova Scotia down to the site, which creates a huge amount of risk, even with just two turbines. As we turn to a $10 billion project with 176 towers, it's just not manageable to balance time constraints and risk of loss and all of the other items associated with that project. So we have a target customer. We have some experience in the pilot and in knowing that a U.S. flagged WTIV was necessary for the full-scale development. And we have a lot of experience in highly regulated, large construction. We've got very good financing relationships. And I think we couldn't move forward on that large-scale Virginia project without somebody building a WTIV. So we've set up Blue Ocean is a subsidiary and an affiliate of our regulated entity, and that is the company that is currently constructing that vessel through the EPC with the shipyard and is standing up all operational aspects. I think I've referred to it. An energy company is not necessarily the most nimble and not necessarily the best at starting new markets, especially never before in the U.S., but we're navigating. It is a lot to lift, and it is really important for the U.S. wind development offshore, both floating and fixed, for there to be a Jones Act compliant option. I like to compare the oil and gas to the WTIV because the Cretan Bull was one of the Herculean chores, where Hercules went to a lot of trouble to capture this bull, returned it to the king, who released it, because what are you going to do with that? So releasing Charybdis into the wild is almost heartbreaking when you look around and see at how many jackups there are already in the Gulf. The difference between those oil and gas rigs and Charybdis, a large difference, is the legs. Those legs on the oil and gas are for stability. The ones on Charybdis really are for precision. The dynamic positioning and what goes into landing Charybdis in a specific location. We have got a lot of engineers working on it. The question on Charybdis, I think I said the consultant has the sister ship, Scylla. Charybdis is the natural offshoot for the same design. But as I understand it, my predecessor sold it as we are between a rock and a hard place on our project if we don't build something to get it done. It is still odd to be sending a vessel out with the name of a sea monster, whirlpool set to trap. I got a question this week on is it a disadvantage to not have any relevant experience? It was a little nicer than that, but not that much. And I'd use this leg diagram. Just the really hard part is when I say things like, I'm going to go talk to people about Charybdis. I want to better understand the legs. This is the email I get. Because otherwise, I think as lawyers, we take technical information and we strip it down to convince or to explain or to do any of those things. And all of the jobs I've had, if it's something technical you can't understand, it's because people are making it too hard. And it is your responsibility and theirs to get it to a point, from a legal perspective and otherwise, that it's understandable. This diagram does not do that for me, but I'm sure if I spent a couple days with it, we could identify the three takeaways and move on from it. I just identified my key objectives, and I put these up in front of the executives because it's really helpful to have some touchstones on what we're doing and what needs to be prioritized over everything. Safety is a core Dominion Energy, a foundational principle. But just to have in our sights what we're trying to do with this, it feels basic, but it's really helpful to include in every presentation, even externally, on what the priorities are. My son made sure I had some animation in it. So I did put together a slide earlier this year just to look at how we have occupied the Gulf of Mexico in the subcontracting efforts associated with the vessel. We are there down in Brownsville, which is very close to the Mexican border, but we have taken advantage of shipyards across the Gulf, and in fact, the shipyard is in the process of grabbing another portside shipyard there in Brownsville. But I think it really has been an all-Gulf effort to get this pulled together.